How did you mess up your job interview? Thankfully, I don't really have a horror story from something like that. I mean, I attended and got there on time, you know, looked presentable, all that stuff, everything that you should do in a job interview. So nothing like crazy, right?
No, I mean, you did screw up on the job, but not the interview.
Yeah, not the interview part. Maybe made the employer wish they didn't hire me. However, that's...
That's a
different story, right? Kim said, I panicked and said, well, I'm a Taurus. I love true crime. I once got kicked out of a Chili's for fighting with my ex.
Oh, my gosh.
It was supposed to be a joke, but they didn't laugh. And did I get the job? No, they actually ended the interview early.
Oh. Well, you know what? You didn't want to work there anyway, Kim, because they don't have a sense of humor.
Obviously not.
Yeah, Keith said, you could say I had a wardrobe malfunction.
Uh-huh.
I wore a blazer I hadn't worn in years.
Uh-huh.
Didn't realize the tag was still on.
Uh-huh.
Also didn't realize the security tag was also still attached. I looked like I shoplifted my power suit.
Oh, no.
Did I get the job? Surprisingly, yes.
Okay. All right.
They said it showed resilience.
Oh. Yeah, it is weird when you make it out of a store, you know, when you didn't shoplift, but you make it out of a store with the security tag still on.
It's like, oh,
and then you're like, oh, gosh, I don't want to go all the way back there because then I got to answer questions and I got to dig up my receipt. And then so then you try to take a hammer to it.
Those suckers are not easy to get off.
Right. No, they're not.
Yeah.
They're not. Right. Exactly.
They work very well when they actually set the alarm off. Yes.
Right.
Tanya said they asked where I saw myself in 5 years. I said, not in this poo show of a city, I'll tell you that.
What?
Didn't realize the CEO was born and raised there. Did I get the job? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No, I'm going to blow this.
No, as soon as I can, this city sucks.
Wow. Maybe we don't take that angle.
Aaron said I had a Freudian slip, meant to say I'm detail-oriented, but instead I said I'm desperate and organized. Trying to recover, just keep digging the hole deeper. Did I get the job? No, but I got a pity LinkedIn follow. So,
oh, great.
There you go. Well, hey, we'll keep your file on hand in case something more suited to your ability comes open.
We'll be in touch.
we'll be in touch. How you messed up your job interview is what we're talking about.
Renee, I forgot I added a fun facts section on my resume as a joke to make my friend laugh.
That's funny.
The first bullet point said, can cry on command and has never lost a game of Flip Cup.
Wow. All right.
Did I get the job? Shockingly, yes.
Awesome. That's good.
The hiring manager was also a theater kid, thought it showed charisma and range.
Love that.
I love that, too. I love that. Well, so, like, on my resume, my very first resume, I put edumacation.
Yeah. You misspelled it on purpose.
Yep. On my header, because I thought, funny, right?
And you know what? If they don't get it, then they don't deserve Kelly K.
That's right. And then I thought, oh, are they going to believe I went to Purdue?
They're going to be like, ooh, maybe. Purdue grad. All right. Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. That's funny.
Matt, finally, you could say I was too honest. When they asked about my biggest weakness, I said, I have a short fuse before coffee and I hate group projects. I thought honesty was the best policy. Did I get the job? Nope. They wanted a quote, team player with positive energy.
I get it. Sure.
I don't work well with others.
It's funny.
That's never going to be. I don't care what job you're going for. That's never going to be
No, it's not.
Never the right answer.
You know, resist the internal thought to say that. Laura from Shelbyville chimes in and says, you know, you can burn off those security tags. It actually works quite well. I've taken like 3 times. So, Laura, we want to know
how are you getting out of the store so much?
She says, back to the topic, though. I showed up late to an interview after we had the interview. They asked me if I knew where the location was. I said, yeah, I didn't have any trouble getting here. Yeah, I didn't get the job.
Oh, no.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, there you go. Thank you for the stories there. How'd you mess up your job interview? Maybe you went 130 in a Mercedes E300 class to try to make it on time to your interview and ended up getting arrested.
Which, by the way, Barb says on text, your Mercedes joke about the water sin just came to light, LOL. There's a white Mercedes 350 doing about 90 right now.
Listen, you got to let the sucker breathe. Again, Mercedes of Louisville, if you would love to have someone as in the public eye as Kelly and myself driving around your fine automobile, we would love to, right?
I don't know if you should be the driver, though, given your history.
Listen, I've learned.
Fleet of vehicles.
It's fine. I haven't had a wreck in a long time.
Oh, my God.
All right, there you go. It's 99.7 DJX.